From the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio, this is Ozarks at Large for Friday, July 18th, 2014. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for KUAF comes from Edible Ozarkansas. The quarterly magazine focuses on food, farms, and culture in the Ozarks. Proceeds benefit hunger relief efforts through Feed Fayetteville and Feed Communities. More information, including subscriptions, available at edibleozarkansas.com.
Ahead on Ozarks, Becca Martin Brown from Northwest Arkansas Newspapers gives us a blueprint for a cheap weekend full of entertainment, plus the logistics of taking materials across the country. We have a story about the challenges of staying current in the trucking industry.
First, Arkansas prison officials and Arkansas lawmakers are continuing discussions about overcrowding in the state's correctional facilities. Yesterday, prison officials met with legislators in Little Rock. The legislature recently directed more than $6 million to open up 600 additional prison beds. The infusion of beds is intended to ease the burden many county jails have accepted in housing state inmates following the introduction of new parole enforcement measures introduced last year. When questioned by State Senator Stephanie Flowers, Ray Hobbs, director of the Arkansas Department of Correction, acknowledged the new space will allow county jails to take on more inmates of their own, likely leading to the same issue of overcrowding.
If we open up 600 beds, that has no direct relation to what they're going to put on the backup list after we open that up.
Because you're still not going to be able to clear out everybody that's in the county jails now.
That's correct. They may start serving warrants again.
Hobbs says additional space has been opened at facilities in Springdale and Malvern. Prison officials say they plan to ask the legislature for funding to build a new 1,000-bed prison, which is estimated to cost between $75 and $100 million. State Representative Andrea Lee asked Hobbs about the future growth of the population and whether a new prison would help.
In my opinion, what I'm hearing is it addresses our current problem.
That's correct.
Okay. And what do you estimate the growth at right now, annually?
It's between 800 and 1,000 inmates a year.
The growth is 800 to 1,000?
1.3%, yes.
The prison population grew by nearly 18% last year, a much steeper increase than in previous years. Officials say they also want to reduce recidivism among parolees by improving and expanding reentry programs and increasing the number of parole officers.
A National Transportation Research Group is behind a report suggesting Arkansas's rural roads have high rates of traffic fatalities and deficiencies. The Road Information Program, or TRIP, this week released the report, which defines rural roads as those used for traffic outflow from cities with a population of 5,000 or more. Rocky Moretti, the organization's lead researcher, says Arkansas's rural road infrastructure faces challenges.
I think what's challenging, and we've done work in Arkansas before, and certainly the state's transportation department recognizes the challenge, and to the best they can, they have been making steps to make roads safer. But, of course, resources are limited, and a lot of the safety improvements that are desirable have not been made yet in Arkansas. And so you've got a traffic fatality rate in Arkansas three times higher on its rural roads than all the other roads in the state. And then nearly a quarter of the state's rural roads are in poor condition. So the state really has two challenges: maintaining the system and making it safer at the rural level.
Moretti says Arkansas's rural towns mean a high number of residents and businesses rely on the rural roads on a daily basis.
But I think what's very critical is that the public has every right to expect that the roads they're traveling on are as safe as possible, so that when inevitably we all make little mistakes as we're driving or small errors, we need to be on a driving environment that we can correct for those mistakes without putting our lives at risk. And unfortunately, rural roads, as we see across the country, are not as safe as they should be. And that's really a tremendous goal across the country in transportation circles as we look to reduce fatalities in Arkansas and also across the country.
The study claims 23% of Arkansas's rural roads are in poor condition, making the state's rural thoroughways the 10th worst considered by the study. Arkansas also ranks 5th for fatalities on rural roads.
Bentonville city officials today are celebrating the topping out of the community center currently under construction off Southwest 1st Street. The final beam has been put into place. David Wright, Bentonville's Parks and Recreation Director, says considering when construction began, work has progressed at a steady rate.
We started construction at the end of November of last year, and really, from a construction practice, that's the worst time of year to begin construction because you're going into all this dirt work right into the winter, and you deal with all the rain and the snow and the cold temperatures when you're doing this type of work. And as bad as the winter was, we actually escaped it in pretty good shape. We do not have any significant delays, and things are progressing nicely.
The community center's steel skeleton is now complete, along with a handful of other pieces of the project. Wright says much work remains before the center can open sometime within the next year.
Where we're at right now is that you'll have to see the walls of the building will start coming up, the interior work, the framing of the all the interior rooms. Really, the biggest thing that's left, though, is in the natatorium. We're building two swimming pools with this project, and they just now began excavating the dirt inside the natatorium. So there's still lots to do associated with the project.
Total cost for the center is approximately $16 million.
The Republican and Democratic candidates for Arkansas's U.S. Senate race have been invited to participate in another debate. Yesterday, Senator Mark Pryor's campaign accepted the invitation for a second debate to be held October 14th at the University of Arkansas Global Campus in Fayetteville and would air on KHOG TV in the Northwest Arkansas market. The one-hour debate would follow a traditional format and be sponsored by the Fayetteville Chamber of Commerce and moderated by Roby Brock of Talk Business and Politics, along with a panel of three other reporters to ask questions of the candidates. Congressman Cotton has yet to accept the invitation for the Fayetteville debate, though both candidates have agreed to take part in another debate that will include all four Senate candidates to be televised on AETN.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals will try to halt a four-game losing streak tonight in Springfield, Missouri. Last night, the Naturals lost to Springfield 6-4. The streak has dropped the Nats from first place to 2.5 games out of first.
Partly cloudy tonight. Lows mid-50s in Northwest Arkansas, lower 60s for the Arkansas River Valley. Mostly sunny tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, lows in the mid to upper 60s.